you sitting comfortably? Then I'll begin.
That's the way computers talk to each other.
Unbelievable! Amazing! Fantastic!
Welcome, Moon People.
I hope the professor won't bother me today.
And welcome back to the table here on Radio Blue Mountains 89.1 FM. Now the table is our 2-hour arts program, sponsored by GBMCAN, the Greater Blue Mountains Creative Arts Network. Just keep your ear to the ground and take note that we are looking for artists at the moment. We're looking for artists who have their own studios in the Blue Mountains who can become part of our art and book trail, where we're going to have highlight artists' home studios, cafes, bookshops for the book part of the art trail, and galleries, and also live music venues. So it's quite a huge thing, but at the moment we've got the call out for home studios. So if you're an artist with a home studio, do go to gbmcan.com.au. Find the page for the to submit your EOI, your expression of interest, and or you can just send something to Barbara Lapani at president@ gbmcan.com.au, and you can express your interest there. You know, name and where you are, address. Give us a phone number. And let us know what you can do for the art trail, and you know, what sort of things you provide. You have, you know, what you've got in your studio, what sort of art you, what sort of medium you work in, etc., etc. But there is a form on the website. You can also go there, and there's lots of links in the Facebook posts and things like that. So keep your eye out. And enter now. I'm waffling on, but it is an important point. But tonight on Blue Mountains Live, we've got a couple of interviews. First up, we're interviewing John Stewart, because it piqued my interest that John's up at Hotel Etico, and he's got a group together called the Lonesome Orchestra, which is Julia Day and Glenn Scarrett and Dave, the bass player, and they're all going to be playing with him up at Hotel Etico this weekend. And then we've got an interview with the Two Cams and a Bree from Club Halifax, who are playing next weekend. Not this weekend, but next weekend. This weekend they're down at the Gladstone with Postcards from Pluto, but we've got an interview with them about their release, their EP, and the one that Scatterlight are promoting, launching at the Station Bar next week. But as I said, this weekend they're down at the Gladstone, and I might let Logan from Postcards from Pluto tell you a little bit about that one.
Hey, this is Logan from Postcards from Pluto. We've just released our first single called Colorado, and if you like the song and want to come see it live, come on down to the Lower Gladstone in Chippendale this Saturday. Blue Mountain local legends Club Halifax will be supporting us, and you're listening to Radio Blue Mountains 89.1 FM.
Oh, like a mirror. Crisis.
Hey, I'm Cameron.
I'm Cameron.
I'm Bree.
We're Club Halifax. We're playing a gig Saturday 27th, Station Bar. We're supporting a band called Scatterlight, who are doing their EP launch, I believe. And come check us out. We'll be playing our new EP, A Reflection. See you there. You're listening to Radio Blue Mountains, 89.1 FM. And you spoke
so free. Hello and welcome to Blue Mountains Live here on Radio Blue Mountains, 89.1 FM. First up on the program, we have an interview with John Stewart. Welcome to the show, John.
Welcome to you, Brad. I mean, thanks for having me so much. It's great.
That's not a problem. Basically, the background is, of course, that every now and again I'll get frustrated with not having a Facebook event for an event. And I do that with Hotel Etico quite a bit. But when I started, when I went to their website and had a look at what Lona had put up for this weekend, I got very excited.
Good.
And that's because I know all the musos involved in your new venture. Why don't I let you tell us about it? I will set it up for the listeners. John has a new venture called The Lonesome Orchestra. And on your little graphic, you had just sort of like the Western Plains. And so I'm just imagining you've just got home. And so I'm just imagining you've been out in the powder blue Cadillac convertible with an open body guitar in the back and the cowboy hat on and whistling as you drive along.
there is a bit of that. But I've always, you know, I've done a lot of traveling musically in those environs out there over the years.
Right.
And I find it very exciting. But also, I thought, you know, I don't know how long it's been that we've had, you know, four headshots or five headshots. And I just thought, gosh, I'm not sure that I can do this anymore.
All right.
And I just thought that it would look, I mean, I think that's a lovely photograph.
Yes, no, but I mean, it evoked an instant thing for me.
That's right. And if you go, you know, to the truck stops out there, you know, you can still hear that music.
No, of course.
You know, it's just, so it was somewhere down that street, you know, and just try, you know, pathetically to create a point of difference, I suppose they call that, is it? Yeah, something like that.
And I was going to ask, did the sort of the idea or the style of music that you had intended for the Lonesome Orchestra have any effect on the people you picked to play with?
Well, look, you know, this is, you know, so often in my life, the Lonesome Orchestra is a bit of an accident.
Oh, okay.
Around the end of COVID, you know, that sort of period we're all sort of floundering around, I suppose about 2 years ago, something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I just rang up a couple of people and asked them if they would like to come by and have a play.
Right.
It's really old-fashioned stuff.
As you do.
Yeah, well, but I don't often. Like I feel like I need to be able to call up and say, oh, I've got this gig, you know, I need to, you know, try to work on a professional basis of some kind.
Right.
So, but, you know, because everything was completely, you know, up out the window, I just sort of, you know, and I was doing a lot of gigs and, you know, backing singers.
Right.
This is great. I love that.
Yeah, yeah.
But I just wanted to play some tunes.
Of course.
Anyway, so we started getting together, like, you know, at the frenetic pace of once a month.
Right.
And you know, and much to my surprise, this particular group of people were very keen.
Oh, that can be rare, yes.
And then after a few months, all eyes sort of turned to me and said, well, when are we going to gig?
Yeah, no, of course.
And, well, yes, I should have seen that one coming. But, you know, so here I am again sort of beating the bushes trying to get some gigs and, you know, doing this stuff.
Course,
but the music is pretty good and it's kind of challenging and we play some beautiful tunes and we have some singing and, you know, it's
right.
Pretty good.
Well, at this point, we should.
The players are amazing.
We should. Well, yes, we should reveal to people who's in the group. So, if you could.
Let us know
the personnel of the orchestra.
Well, let's talk about the percussionist, the fabulous Julia Day. You know, who's just a wonder on the drum kit.
Yeah.
And has done everything. At the moment, she's touring with Adam Harvey and Becky Cole.
Right.
But you know, she seems to be able, and also seems to want to do this. So that's been, you know, an absolute boost. And Julia and I have worked together, gosh, I don't know how many records I made with Julia, but we've worked together a lot.
Well, I still have fond memories of a gig at the Gearin with CK, with Cam Kinsey, that you did the night. I think there were a couple of nights there where there was just some great gigs on, and you guys were one of them, and Julia was playing drums.
Yeah. Yeah.
At that point.
Well, you know, I mean, she's done endless session work in my little studio down here, and you know, I adore her, and she's my dear friend. And so, anyway, she's kind enough to play. And then there's David Clayton, who has, you know, has played with so many people over the years, and he's just a tower of strength on the double bass. So, you know, I are completely blessed to have those two in the sort of, you know, rhythm section of anything, let alone the Lonesome Orchestra.
Of course.
And then Glenn Scarrett is, you know, a wonder on the guitar. And he's keen as mustard. You know, that's the other one.
For me, Glenn's fits into that mode because I remember having, probably a couple of years ago now, but when he was playing with Linda Mitzi at a gig, sitting down with him and having a long discussion about Ry Cooder.
I mean, he's we've got, you know, we have a lot in common, but the thing that is really, you know, a blessing about Glenn is that he wants to, like, we play a lot of, like, harmony things together, melodies.
Right,
and
right.
All that sort of stuff, and he's prepared to just come by and hang out and rehearse this stuff.
Right.
And that's so hard now to get that.
Of course. That's the hardest thing, you know, is actually convincing people to come and just play for the joy of it, you know, before all the sort of rigorous rehearsing. It's it's nice just to have people to come by and actually just play for pleasure, you know. So
yeah, well, it's certainly, I mean, now we're all expecting, you know, to be millionaires any minute, but
any minute, John. It's all coming.
But you know, anyway, so that's the sort of story, and it's kind of wonderful. It's a lot of fun, and the music's kind of great. And I'm being a bit cagey about the music, so I want people to come and listen and find out what it is.
That's it. That's probably the best way. I've probably tried to read too much into it. I know all the personnel involved have played in bands that I've admired. It won't be a hard stretch to think that you guys are going to kill it on the night. We need to do some housework. So it's at Hotel Etico tomorrow night.
Montgomery Street.
That's right.
Is it tomorrow night? Gosh, I hope not. I think it's on Friday night.
Yes, but this is going to air on Thursday night, John.
I'm sorry, this
you've just killed the fourth wall there and destroyed the illusion.
You'll have to get the scissors out.
But that's fine. My listeners know that I pre-record my show. So
yeah. Okay. So anyway, yes, Friday the 19th, 6 till 8, in Montgomery Street, in Mount Vic, cultural hub of the universe.
That's it. And I've noticed they've been having sort of increasing numbers of people in performing. So they've had full groups and getting some really good shows happening up at Etico. So
she's great, Lana. I mean, she seems really friendly and willing and kind of
course
keen.
She's done all the pre-work of seeing most of these people perform and seeing them perform in all different variations.
Yeah,
toured around and taking photographs of them.
Well, that's right. That's indeed correct. But she hasn't seen this. And we did a gig up there, I don't know, a few months ago, and she had to go somewhere else. So she's going to find out what she's been hiring on Friday.
Right. Brilliant.
Yeah, be fun. And she asked me, well, what do you play? And I said, we're just going to have to come and find out.
let's do that. From now on, there's the mystery.
Anything's create interest, you know.
But do you play a lot of slide in this group?
Yeah, I'm playing pedal steel in this band.
Yeah.
I've been doing a lot of work on pedal steel.
Okay.
I'm still playing guitar all the time, but, you know, since Neil passed away, there's been no, like, okay, that's a going concern, you know.
You don't have to hold it together with doing that. You can, especially if you've got Glenn there, you can relax into the slide, which I think is brilliant. I do more of it, John, more of it.
Well, you know, come along, Brad. It's really good fun.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely. This is what I'm going to have to get up to Mount Victoria for. So, as will everyone else.
Well, absolutely, attendance is compulsory.
Attendance is compulsory, as is having a nice meal, which of
course. Oh, that's the. Let's talk about the place. If your audience doesn't know, they do this thing where they have. There's a special name for it, which of course I've forgotten. But they have people with disabilities as wait staff.
Yep, that's right.
And what it makes is it makes for this incredibly kind of soft atmosphere.
Yeah, right.
I don't know what it is, but there's something about that. And, you know, there's all sorts of people there, but it's just very gentle and calm and quiet. And the kids, the wait staff, dance.
Right.
So that's also kind of
what a wonderful thing.
You know, and it's a lot. They've apparently, somebody was telling me when these people took over the hotel, it was pretty much a wreck.
Yeah, of course. You know?
And it's absolutely beautiful now.
That's gorgeous. I'm involved with a group called GBM Can. That's an art group, and we've exhibited up there. We've held little exhibitions. I also have one of my boys is disabled, but also a cook,
Okay.
And so we're thinking of, even if it's just for to take him up there to experience it, it's wonderful at there many times. And it's also the staff are also, it's the honesty, you know, you can,
yeah,
there's none of that, I'm a waiter, you know, blah, blah, blah.
No, there's none of that.
It's gorgeous to interact
with. It's actually a great relief.
Yeah, well, that's it.
It's a wonderful place. And the Tucker's great.
Yep.
And, you know, the couple of times I've been there, I went up to see Frank Corby's band.
Oh, okay.
And I think I went to saw Linda and Glenn play.
Right.
And I've really enjoyed it because it is such a nice place. The food's so lovely. And the ambience is great. It's just fantastic.
Indeed. Okay. So that's it, guys. Friday night, Friday the 19th. Get there early. Get your food organized and sit down. So 6 till 8. So that's...
6 till 8. Two large sets.
Two enormous sets.
That's
for the
it.
For the Lonesome Orchestra. And maybe go for a drive out in the country beforehand.
Well, absolutely. Get some of that. That's good for you.
Get out in the Seven Valleys and then come back and have a brilliant night.
Yeah.
Thank you, John, for coming on the show.
Oh, man,
so much.
Thanks so much. I'm so pleased to hear from you.
And have a great night on Friday night.
Oh, well, I hope you'll be there.
As I said, I'm hoping to come up. So now, as we do, John, with anybody we interview, we need a musical reference to play something as we go out.
Okay.
Yes. So it could be something that you guys play. It could be an influence. It could be anything.
If you can find a track by a guy called John Huey. Yeah.
Yeah. Excellent. All right, John.
See you later. Thanks so much.
Not a problem. Thanks, John.
Bye.
Bye.
And the song's called Don't You Ever Get Tired of Hurting Me.
So, sorry, Dawn Sears and
yeah.
Don't You Ever Get Tired of Hurting Me.
Yeah, and John Huey is the other reference.
Okay, great. Well, we might do a double play if we can find them.
Well, it'll be that, you know, they're both. I think the one with Dawn has John Huey playing on it.
Oh, well, there you are.
Moments of his memory. Sweet. last night, just wandering from room to room and turning on each light. His laughter, I'm clinging to his memory. Sweet memory. The sweet.
He's got more contacts in the music and events game than you've had hot dinners. It's Brad the Professor Diedrich on Blue Mountains Live.
Join Blue Mountains Creative Arts Network, a dynamic group of painters, sculptors, writers, artisans, musicians, podcasters, filmmakers and cross-genre innovators working across the Greater Blue Mountains from Glenbrook to Lithgow. Get involved and help us develop exciting and compelling projects to serve our community through the arts. Become a BM CAN member for only $50 a year at bmcan.com.au/join.
Calling all savvy shoppers in Lithgow. Step into Harvey Norman Lithgow for an unparalleled shopping extravaganza. Discover jaw-dropping deals across the store, including the brand new Samsung S24 series and last year's TVs at clearance prices. Got home renovations on your mind? Swing by and consult with our experts about the latest kitchen appliances to elevate your space. Don't wait. Rush to Harvey Norman Lithgow today and seize these incredible offers. Harvey Norman Lithgow, where unbeatable bargains meet exceptional service.
The team at Mountain High Pies in Wentworth Falls love making pies, serving barista quality coffee, and they love supporting Radio Blue Mountains. Open 7 days a week from 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. and located at 293 Great Western Highway, Wentworth Falls, Mountain High Pies has 15 years experience serving and supporting the Blue Mountains community.
G'day, I'm Ned, and I've been a road worker for over 12 years. Every day when I'm on the work site, I see drivers who are going too fast and not paying attention to their surroundings. They're making the roads dangerous for everyone, including us. So when you're driving through roadworks, always slow down and keep us road workers safe. Slow down, road workers around.
I'm Brad Diedrich, and every Thursday night I host Blue Mountains Live, a live music and event guide for the entire Blue Mountains region, with all the gigs from Lithgow to Penrith, as well as music from local and touring acts that are playing at those events. We also have news and reviews of shows, as well as interviews and live performances from the artists appearing that weekend. So tune in every Thursday and listen to Blue Mountains Live on Radio Blue Mountains 89.1 FM.
want to fall back to my dependent state. I'm sick of wanting you in every kind of way. In my blood, on my face, in my heart, where you can't stay. And I'm sick of my medication for you. Accepting that you're the worst thing in my life. Telling everyone they're wrong, but I know they're right. And I know the relapse comes twice at night. So bring me sunshine, so I don't ever lose the light. 'Cause I'm rolling up to rehab, see what lovers they have. I'm so sick of you in my veins, tired of all these flashbacks running down the same tracks. You're my favorite pill, I'm rolling up to rehab, so sick. Backwards, upside down, anywhere. Give me energy to get up and out your chair. And I know the worst thing is the way you feel my head. So break your fingers just to show that you don't care. 'Cause I'm rolling up to rehab, see what love is they have. I'm so sick of you in my veins, try to take a new drag, flashes me right back to how you're my favorite pill. I'm rolling up to rehab, so sick. Take a new drug, flashes me right back to how you're my favorite.
Hi, I'm Ian from Katoomba Music, and in these times I'd recommend that you listen to the local radio station, Radio Blue Mountains, 89.1 FM. Local is becoming a lot more important and reliable, and we've got to encourage these great people who sort of volunteer and keep this thing going.
Thanks, Ian. And the phone number for Katoomba Music?
4782 1121.
Thursday night is football night on RBM. Steve Perry presents View from the Stand, our round ball football and music show covering the local game here in the Blue Mountains, the New South Wales National Premier League, the A-League men's and women's competitions, as well as a look overseas to the English Premier League, the Champions League and more. That's View from the Stand every Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. on RBM 89.1 FM.
Attention all adventurers in the greater Blue Mountains region. Get ready to explore like never before with the Ask Roz Tourism Show, your ultimate guide to the wonders of the Blue Mountains. Join host Robin Catchy Catch Love as she uncovers hidden gems, shares insider tips, and has interviews with local services and businesses that will enrich your visit. Reaching over 1 million people every month, the Ask Roz digital platform is where the adventure starts. Tune in to Radio Blue Mountains 89.1 FM every Friday at 9 a.m. and let the journey begin.
Hey. Experience Nocturnal at Scenic World these school holidays. As the sun sets, jump aboard the world's steepest train to explore the Lunar Light Journey. Along the rainforest boardwalk, you'll find illuminated native creatures and magical light installations. Take a quest to unlock the Gundungurra creation story. Then float amongst the stars on the Skyway cable car and finish with marshmallows toasted on an open fire. Nocturnal at Scenic World, after dark from April 5 to May 4. Book now at scenicworld.com.au.
And welcome back to Blue Mountains Live. That was a great chat we had there with John Stewart, and we all hope you go down to see him play this weekend. Now, someone who's not playing till next weekend is the next band, and that's Club Halifax, and they're playing up at the Station Bar. But we thought we'd get them on early just to let everybody know that they're playing. So welcome to the show, guys.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Now, what I'll get you to do is, a lot of people will know who you are, local band up here in the mountains, but I might get you just to go around the room and just all introduce yourselves and let us know what part you play in the band.
Yeah, no worries. Well, I'm Cameron, one of the Camerons. I'm the drummer in Club Halifax.
I'm the other Cameron. I'm the lead guitarist.
And I'm Bree, and I'm the lead singer.
And we're currently down two of the members are here today. Another guitarist, vocalist, and our bassist, Rob and Ethan.
Right, okay. Well, thanks for coming on the show, guys. Now, as I said, you guys have a current EP out at the moment, A Reflection. Yeah. And I think I've played maybe one track once, but I do play Killed the Boy quite a bit because the single that came out a couple of years ago now, is it? It was 22?
22, yeah.
But I love that song, so I play it quite a bit.
Oh, thanks.
But looking forward to having a good listen to the EP. But I think I have played Overthinking maybe.
Which I think
is a great song. Is that sort of like the single, or is there a single? Or
yeah, Overthinking would be the single of this EP, yes, for sure.
Brilliant. Okay, so we played Killed the Boy coming into the interview, but I'll play Overthinking at the end and maybe a couple of other tracks during the night. Maybe give us a bit of background, guys, as to where you all met, where you're all from, did you all go to school together, all that sort of hoo-ha?
Yeah, so myself and the two Camerons, we've known each other since primary school. We went to primary school down in Warramoo, so Blue Mountains local. We've been playing music for years and years through high school and beyond that, and started playing music with Bree in a previous band a few years ago, and then met up with Rob and Ethan through my work, and started jamming in Rob's house. Ended up playing in Rob's garage, and
we were like legitimate a garage band.
Yeah, for a long time.
For a long time, yeah. And now like we practice in Rob's room.
Just for Rob,
just his bedroom.
Oh, okay. So
a downgrade.
Downgrade. Yes, I was going to say you're now a room band.
Yeah, we are. Garage to room.
Right. And yeah, been playing shows and playing music for past, 2.5 years is in Club Hal?
Yeah.
Right. I sort of think I caught you down at Penrith. Did you play? You play Tattersalls reasonably recently, I suppose?
No, we haven't played Tattersalls. I don't think we played in Penrith. The local shows we played are mainly in Katoomba.
Right.
Yeah, Katoomba, and we're playing a bunch of shows throughout Sydney and down south in Wollongong.
Okay. And so this show, maybe do a bit of housekeeping. Tell us about the show next week.
Yeah, so next week, 27th, Saturday, show at Station Bar. We're supporting a band called Scatterlight, who are doing their EP launch, I believe. And it's going to be a fun one. We haven't played Station Bar since December. It's going to be quite a fun show. It's usually nice and just got a good atmosphere in there whenever we played there.
It's a good late night venue, so
yeah, absolutely,
always great.
There's a lot of energy there. It's a really fun place to play.
A lot of energy. I always hate it because John won't turn a light on, so there's never
nice and dark.
I go along to take photographs of
local
artists, and it's sure. You come back with a bunch of silhouettes, so.
Keep the mystery alive.
That's it. No. If I come to the gig. So if I do come, I'll bring some extra torches or something.
Would love to see you there. Maybe we should bring some lights for it too.
So but this is you're supporting another band from Wollongong, you said?
Yeah. I'm supporting them. We've met up with one of the members in this band. Played a show down in Wollongong with him. Earlier this year. And really talented bunch of people playing really, really good music.
Right, name of the band?
Scatterlight.
Oh, Scatterlight, right, excellent. Yeah, no, I think Nick, your label manager told me that, yeah. Excellent. So where else have you played up here?
Well, up in Katoomba, we played Baroque a while back. We played a bunch of shows at Station Bar over the past few years. Played at Bootleggers Bar in Katoomba as well.
Yeah.
We've gone up to Blackheath, played at Zoe's up that way. And our first ever gig that we ever played was actually at the Gardeners Inn in Blackheath too.
Oh, okay.
We did open mic night there.
Right.
The Gardeners, yeah.
That's where I started.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Okay. Tell us a little bit about the process of getting the EP together.
Yeah, so it's been a long time coming for this one. We've been very, very excited to actually get it out, and so happy that we finally have, and pretty stoked on the process at the end. We ended up recording a lot of it where we are right now at our guitarist's place, doing a lot of it in-house.
Okay.
We found it really nice to get a lot of the production side of things in-house. It gave us a bit more time to focus on things that we haven't really focused on before.
Of course.
And it's been really good. So a lot of the recording process was done here, aside from the drums, which was done with an old friend.
Right.
But yeah, do you want to chat a bit of the writing?
It was easier, I think, too, like recording it in-house, because it let us be a bit more creative. I guess it didn't feel like there was a time limit, so it almost felt like faster to record, because we could just kind of have a play with it, which was pretty sick. We really liked that. But it was just nice to kind of these songs that we've had for such a long time, to breathe a bit more life into them, or kind of make them a bit different to how we kind of initially imagined them. So it's nice to actually hear them on Spotify. And it's they're real.
So is that, and that was released on Nick's label, is that right?
No, released, it's completely self-released.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yep. Yeah, independent.
Right, so the A&R department, they're just sort of helping out, are they?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Nick's been a good help with a lot of...
Yeah, brilliant. No, shout out to Nick. Yeah.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Yeah.
Excellent. So go around the room. Tell us what's the favourite EP track for each of the members?
I think for me, I feel like it's Elegy.
Right.
Elegy, I think, yeah. It's totally different to the other songs. It's a bit... I don't know, sadder and slower.
Yeah, I was going to mention that a little bit. Yeah,
yeah.
We might play that as well. Well, yeah. Before we even get to the Camerons, I'm going to play Overthinking and Elegy because I quite like that as well.
Yeah, it was really cool because it was, I don't know, it was nice to bring it to the boys, and then it just, I don't know, something that felt like it wouldn't go anywhere, and then I don't know.
And it did.
The guys, I don't know, made it something so different, so special. So I really love that song.
And what about the Camerons?
I think I'm going to go with The Underdog and say Techniques for Breathing is my favourite.
Right. Sorry, which Cameron are we talking to?
This is Guitar Cameron.
That's a Guitar Cameron, yes.
Yep. This is Ginger Cameron.
And what about you, other Cameron?
Oh, it's a hard choice. It's a very, very hard choice.
The drummer, drummer's always like the song that nobody else does. So. I can say that. I'm a drummer myself. So.
No, I have so much love for all. There's a lot of reasons I love all these songs that are on this EP. I think my favorite has to be, for me, probably Sunroom at the moment. It's just... It's got, that holds a lot of good memories from when I was writing it, when we were writing it together. And it's one of the songs that I think really was a look into the future of what Club Halifax was going to be from when we wrote it as a band together.
Right. Oh, well, there we are. We've gone around the whole EP. That's that's well done, guys. Okay, well, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thanks for having us.
And do have a great gig on the 27th.
Jeez, hope to see you there.
Yeah, I will. I will definitely try and get up. And I don't get up to Station Bar that often, as I said. So it's about time I did. And we hope you and Scatolite have a great night. So what time do people need to get there to make sure that they see you?
I reckon best bet to get there is around 8 p.m. We'll most likely be starting around 9 o'clock, 9:30.
Yeah, brilliant.
And yeah, it should be a good night. And we'll chuck on a few of the old songs. We'll surely play Killer Boy.
Excellent. Yeah. Okay, guys, as I said, thank you so much for coming on the show. And we'll promote it next week as well. Make sure that you get a big crowd. And not a problem. And we're going to go out with Overthinking and then probably then LG. Listen to Club Halifax here on Radio Blue Mountains 89.1 FM.
G'day, Rob here from the Raduga Trio. We play a new take on European gypsy music featuring Dee on clarinet, Nina on accordion, Rob on upright bass, and myself on a D-hole Django-style guitar. I did say Raduga Trio. Actually, there are four in the band. The music is exciting, energetic, and raw gypsy style. And you're listening to Radio Blue Mountains, 89.1 FM.
He's got more contacts in the music and events game than you've had hot dinners. It's Brad the Professor Diedrich on Blue Mountains Live.
Listen from 6 p.m. Thursday nights on Radio Blue Mountains to the Arts and Culture Show, where we present 2 hours of arts, music and interviews, as well as extensive listings of live music, theatre and exhibitions and events happening in the Greater Blue Mountains region. First up is the GBM Cairn Arts Interview Program, Talking Arts, followed by Blue Mountains Live with a weekly directory of the local and touring acts in your area. Tune in to the Professor from 6 p.m. every Thursday right here on Radio Blue Mountains 89.1 FM.
If you're in the Blue Mountains and find yourself needing your car towed, then call Leo's Towing on 0413 439 091. Leo will come and help you. And not only will Leo come and remove any disused vehicles from your property, as recommended by the RFS, he's also happy to pay you cash for your old car too. Give Leo a call on 0413 439 091. He'll get you out of a tricky breakdown situation and he'll help you clear those old vehicles from your property. That's Leo's Towing on 0413 439 091.
Your next Blue Mountains getaway awaits at the Fairmont Resort Blue Mountains. Located on the edge of the breathtaking Jameson Valley, this award-winning resort offers unparalleled luxury in Lura. Discover endless relaxation at the Ubika Day Spa, indulge in world-class dining experiences, unwind by the indoor and outdoor pools, let the kids have a blast in the exciting Kids Zone play area, and challenge your friends to a game of tennis or basketball. The Fairmont Resort Blue Mountains is your ultimate holiday destination. Book your escape today and experience the best of the Blue Mountains. The Fairmont Resort Blue Mountains is at 1 Sublime Point Road, Lura. Call us on 02-4785-0000 or visit www.fairmontresort.com.au.
Attention all artists and artisans in the Blue Mountains area. Are you ready to showcase your creativity and connect with other art enthusiasts and art patrons? The Blue Mountains Art and Book Trail is being held in September and we want you to be a part of it by opening up your home studios. Lawson, Wentworth Falls, Lura, Katoomba, Blackheath. Wherever your studio is located, we invite you to join us. Submit your expression of interest today. Simply visit gbmcan.com.au/home-studio-submission-form or email Barbara Lapani at president@gbmcan.com.au. Let your artistic haven shine. We can't wait to explore your world of creativity. Contact us today.
You know this man?
Yes, sir. The Professor. Is he wanted again, Chief?
No, he hasn't committed a crime for a whole week.
Uh-oh.
Exactly. He must be up to something. Look into it, Operator Felix.
Yes, sir.
Phooey, phooey, phooey.